Now check this out. A short history of medicine. 2000 BC, here, eat this root. 1000 AD, that root is heathen. Here, say this prayer. 1850 AD, that prayer is superstition. Here, drink this potion. 940 AD, that potion is snake oil. Here, swallow this pill. 1985 AD, that pill is ineffective. Here, take this antibiotic. 2000 AD, juice plus comes out. That antibiotic is artificial. Here, eat this root. And that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to get across a major theme, and that is synergy, how everything works together. Keep one thing in mind while I talk about this. It's all about heart disease. It's all about prevention of heart disease. But you know what heart disease has in common with aging and athletes? Poor circulation, lack of antioxidants, lipid peroxidation, free radicals, inflammation, and stress. Being an athlete is very stressful. And these are commonalities. We can train and train and train all our lives and age very, very fast if we don't have enough phytonutrients in the blood, which are antioxidants. Okay, now, anytime you hear the word antioxidants, that means it's neutralizing the free radicals in the body, which means it's protecting the outside of the cell. All your cells have fat on the outside that get hit with these free radicals, which is a natural body phenomenon, but it needs to be protected. Now, we came out with the very first research, and people say, oh, that's old, 1996, that's old. And my answer to that is, we proved that when we gave 15 people our Juice Plus products before the Vineyard came out, it reduced lipid peroxidation by 75%, and five of those people, it was reduced, we couldn't even find it, 100%. It was an insignificant amount. You know, when you see words proanthocyanins and anthocyanins and all this stuff, you know what they are? Phytonutrients. But watch how the body is affected. Now, when we look at the first one, blackberries, we know that's very high in vitamin C. It is a vasodilator. What does that mean? It expands the arteries, expands the capillaries. It's high in your B vitamins. As we move down to bilberries, it says that in bilberries there's a anthocyanin called delphinidin. Who cares? That's not the point. The point is this. What gives each food its differentiation are the phytonutrients that are in the food. And that's about as far as you want to get. And when you get the bilberries, it's an anti-inflammatory, and it affects the tiny, tiny capillaries of the peripheral of the body. That's why during World War II, the British pilots used bilberry because it improved their night vision. And now they're using it to prevent macular degeneration and peripheral neuropathy, peripheral problems with the nervous system and the capillaries, because it just happens, because of its phytonutrients, gets that blood to the tiny, tiny arteries and capillaries. Okay, let's go on to cranberries. What's cranberries good for, folks? Who knows? Kidneys. Do you know why? Because it has tannins. These are astringents, and they found out that these astringents, called tannins, inhibit certain bacteria that stick to the bladder wall. That's why it works, because it has a phytonutrient that is a tannin in there. You're going to see how each part of the body is affected, but how it relates to the heart. Now, if we're saying, like, the bilberries relaxes the tiny capillaries on the exterior of the body, isn't it affecting the heart somehow? If something's affecting the kidneys, like cranberries, aren't the kidneys related to high blood pressure and heart disease? You see what I'm saying? This is a puzzle that we're putting together. Let's go to elderberries. Now, an elderberry is a vasodilator, expands the capillaries and arteries again, but this affects the lungs. It affects the circulation to the lungs. It improves the circulation to the lungs. Does the lungs have anything to do with preventing heart disease? You see what I'm saying? We're looking how it affects the whole body. Now we go to black currant. Black currant and red currant, they're interesting because they have found out that the phytonutrients in black and red currant cross the blood-brain barrier. In other words, it affects the brain. It hasn't worked for me, but I hope it works for you. But anyway. So now they found out that red and black currant helps the motor system, the memory system, so it's used to increase memory. They're talking about it helping prevent Alzheimer's disease, dementia. Okay, blueberries. Blueberries, they found phytonutrients in there that prevent lipid peroxidation, which is the same thing as oxidative stress. What happens when we age, what happens when we work out, and we have to prevent the oxidative stress and lipid peroxidation in the heart muscle and the arteries and the capillaries. So it directly is affecting the heart, right? And also, we know that blueberries affect the eyes. So that means if it affects the eyes, it gets to the tiny capillaries again. Just a puzzle unfolding. Raspberry is neat because we found out that it protects the DNA from mutagenic damages, from carcinogens. And it has salicylates in there, which is what aspirin is. So what does an aspirin do? Thins the blood and keeps it going. Concord grape. Now, I know you've heard about catechins before, so I will bring that up. They found out that when they compared Concord grape to vitamin E, they found out that there was 20% less protein damage in the body. Now, is that going to help the heart? And what, a heart needs amino acids to strengthen the heart muscle, and there's 20% less protein damage. You know what else it does? Your hormones that have protein in them, it diminishes the damage on all protein structures of the body. That's why Concord grapes are effective. Okay, then we got green tea we're talking about, and there's all sorts of fancy things going on with green tea, but the main thing you want to realize with green tea is that it stops your blood platelets from sticking together. And that's what we don't want to happen. Let's go to grapeseed extract. You've heard that pycnogenol is in grapeseed extract. It's 50 times stronger than vitamin E as far as lipid peroxidation and oxidative stress goes. 50 times stronger. That means you need smaller amounts, obviously. It protects the DNA, but what is unique about it, it also crosses the blood-brain barrier, so it affects the nervous system, and, you know, you connect the tissue in the body, everything to hold your organs together, muscles to your joints and everything. It strengthens and supports the connective tissue, which means it must get through all that circulation and get to the connective tissue. And they're using it as an anti-inflammatory for athletes. Green tea, like we all know, it reduces blood clotting. In other words, what happens when we eat a high-fat meal, the blood cells stick together. You know what happens when your blood cells stick together? They clump. Slow circulation, lack of oxygen, you get migraine, headaches, dizziness, digestive problems. And later on in life, we start aging, and we're worrying more about our hat than the dress that we have on. That's what happens. Okay. Now, let's go down to artichoke. Artichoke, a simple food, has a substance in it called inulin that helps balance your blood sugar, so it has an effect on your pancreas, and it liquefies the fats that get hung up in the gallbladder in the liver, and it reduces cholesterol deposits. Reducing cholesterol deposits, doesn't let the cells stick together, liquefies the fat going out through the gallbladder in the liver and your large intestine. Now, we have new people here. Most of you people have heard me, you know, I talk a lot about bowel conditions and constipation and stuff like that, and I just think that everybody should know and notice what constipation really is. Now, in Chinese medicine, this is a serious note, in Chinese medicine we study physiognomy, the study of the face. And if you see a lower lip swollen up like that, that person is constipated. So look around, you might want to move before I go any further. That's all I'm going to say about constipation. That's all. L-arginine, L-carnitine, and CoQ10 work together. Check this out. L-arginine has to be present in the body. It's a vasodilator again, but it's responsible for nitric oxide. What's nitric oxide do? It combines nitrogen and oxygen together. L-carnitine has to be there. It's being derived from L-carnitine. It expands the arteries. It's released on the end of the nerve endings. And it increases circulation. It's helping to clean the artery and capillary walls all along the epithelial tissue inside your lungs, your genital areas, and so on and so forth. This nitric oxide cycle is going on. Now, a lot of you people are coming up to me and saying it has increased your sex drive. But I didn't say anything about how the vineyard increases your sex drive. I didn't say that. Okay. Now, L-carnitine is kind of an amino acid-like substance. It transports the fats into your cell in the part of the cell which is the engine, which is the mitochondria. It transports that fat in there so your body can burn the fat for energy. CoQ10 is an enzyme-like factor, strong antioxidant, but it's got to be present there at the mitochondria too to burn the fat that carnitine just brought it in. Upon autopsy, 75% of the people that died of heart disease were deficient in CoQ10. That is in our vineyard. Okay? What we understood here is that all these phytonutrients, anthocyanins, proanthocyanins, polyphenol compounds, flavonoids, antioxidants, quercetin, rutin, ellagic acid, they're all fall under one umbrella name, and that is just phytonutrients. That's where you stay. And the reason why I told you all this stuff, to show you that our product hits every aspect from the brain to the central nervous system, heart, circulation, capillaries, eyes, kidneys, genital area, and so on and so forth. But guess what? There's something more important than all that. Synergy versus mass. Here's where Juice Plus products come in. Synergy means everything that works together, the known and the unknown substances that are in a food. Now, I compared it with mass because, you know, to the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, the air when we're taking massive amounts of vitamin C. Okay? Now, Dr. Wheelwright and Dr. Roel Reif have found out over the years that smaller amounts of concentrated foods that have all the synergy, the known and the unknown elements, are better absorbed than massive amounts. Now, why is that? First of all, it's a whole food, and no scientist, no company, no biologist, no scientist, no physician can put synergy into the food, because synergy is what? It's nature's ultimate design. Now, what happens is, when you got this synergistic thing going, your cells recognize the known and unknown elements that are combined, and that's why we're absorbing this stuff. There's less cellular identity if we extract a nutrient from a food and use it in concentrated form. You know the research that they've done on beta-carotene with no significant results. But when they combine it with vitamin C and vitamin E and selenium, it started working better as an antioxidant, but we did something better than that. It was such a simple concept, just going to concentrate nature and let it take its course. We got the right foods, we got the balance in there, and we got the research to back it up. So when somebody says, look, I'm taking a formula that's got 36 fruits and vegetables in there. When the job is done, man, the job is done. All right? We did the job. Now I got time to tell you a little bit of story. Real quick, 1981, my father was diagnosed as having lymphoma and cancer. And before I could get home to see him, they removed his spleen, put on chemotherapy, platinum therapy, a bunch of other things. By the time I got there, he went from 195, 200 pounds down to 133 pounds, and that was probably 3 or 4 weeks. My dad is an ex-Marine. He was the 12th man to hit the island of Guam during the war. He had to hide in an anthill 8 feet high and 12 feet long for 2 days. He goes, you know, to the vet's hospital, and before I could get there and say anything, he was in a bad situation. So they got the family together, and they picked me to go tell my father that he had 3 weeks to live. Now, I'm not going to tell my father he had 3 weeks to live. You all know the power of suggestion. So I said, Dad, can you come to Tucson with me? And this is where I developed the formula of Juice Plus. Because I could not feed my father. I had to rub him with different oils every day. Sesame oil, olive oil, different oils every single day. So we'd get the fats. I'd put a slant board and feed him with filtered juice through the colon so he'd get his nutrition. We did that for a month. Then I started drying these powders and giving him tablespoons full. And he lived another 8.5 years on juice powders. And that's how I developed the Juice Plus product. All right. Long story short, and I know it's time for me to go. The message is keep it simple. Let's get our egos out of the way. Our job is to help this planet. That's what our main job is. Keep our focus on helping. Keep it simple. And You know how I feel about you. Thank you.